Mikey Sherman has taken on or been appointed TVNZ's new political editor. And that's great news, I think, because she's been awesome in her mahi since starting as a political reporter 12 years ago. Hey, Mikey, kia ora. Thanks for joining us on the program. Congratulations, sis.
Morena, Dale. Tēnā koe o te rā. E mihi nui ana kia koutou tēnei ata e te iwi.
Kia ora, loatu koe. Te tuhine, hey. You and I have got something in common now. They're calling you a veteran.
Yes. I saw that yesterday and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Am I a veteran now?
Yes. But I won't use the term. It sort of suggests you're old, and I can see that you're not, Mikey. Hey, congratulations. It's an acknowledgement of your mahi over the years, Mikey. And you've got some good relationships. And really, that's what it's about down in Wellington, is it not? I mean, the most important tool that journos have and in your possession is your contact book and keeping relatively cordial relations with those lawmakers in the big house. How do you feel? How did your whānau feel when TVNZ says, hey, Mikey, we want you to do the gig?
Oh, it's an absolute honour, to be honest, Dale. It's something that, you know, I've been working so hard towards for such a long time, as you mentioned. You know, I've been in this journalism game for quite some time, and so I don't really mind the word veteran, although I do kind of reserve that for a lot of my idols or my, you know, kind of people in the industry that I kind of look up to, the Tini Molyneux and the Shane Todimas and the Maramina Rodericks and Tina Whitcliffs and those types. But yeah, it's a real privilege to be appointed this role of political editor. It's such a significant role, and it has a lot of potential for our people as Māori, but also for us to kind of have a Māori perspective in what is a kind of very high-powered position, you know, as a political editor at Parliament. And, you know, when you speak about those relationships, you're right, they are very integral. Your integrity is everything that you have down in that place, because, you know, the stakes are high for all of the political parties and the politicians and the leaders in particular. And so when you're working in such a close-quartered environment, a hostile environment at times, being able to maintain integrity and, you know, respectful relationships is the key to kind of, you know, surviving and thriving there. So it's something that is really important.
As our country becomes increasingly diverse in a multicultural sense, your knowledge and aroha for our taho Māori concepts, history, mātauranga, how does that interweave with the role that you have as the political editor in a mainstream news organisation, Mikey?
Yes, so I grew up, I was one of the fortunate generation, and you know, you and I have spoken about this in the past, Dale, that I was fortunate to attend Kohanga Reo and Kura Kaupapa Māori, Aho Matua, and so I'm a product of, you know, the petition of the Māori language petition that was presented to Parliament, the establishment of Whakaata Māori, the establishment of Kohanga and Kura. And so I went through that kaupapa, and I grew up in you know, as authentic of a Māori world as we have in today's terms. And so I'm bringing that perspective in every story and every interview that I'm doing. And, you know, for so long we didn't have that Māori viewpoint presented as part of the narrative of our country. We're now seeing that's changing so significantly, and that is now featuring so prominently, in fact, that we find ourselves now at a crossroads, I would say, as a country, where we have gone from one extreme to the other in terms of one government implementing, you know, Māori public holidays and considering things like he puapua, to another government who is kind of reining back on the use of Māori language names in their departments, and going further than that in terms of getting rid of the Māori Health Authority. And so it's our job as journalists to kind of be a bridge or broker those kind of two extreme viewpoints, and kind of hold the mirror up to society, I guess, and sort of say, you know, where are we at as a country? We're having these really difficult conversations. They are conversations that need to be had and that will always be had. But it's our role to kind of, you know, hold decision makers to account on some of the things that they say and some of the things that they propose, and to also kind of explain and keep people informed along the way so that they can participate in these, you know, important discussions as a country. So, yeah, it's an important time to take on this role, and I'm really excited about you know, the potential that we have in this role.
Do your own personal political leanings come into play here? That's if you've shared them with anyone, Mikey. But in your mahi, what about political and professional impartiality? How does that sit?
It's absolutely critical impartiality. You know, it's the thing that I kind of try to pride myself on most of all, because if you don't have that, then you don't have the trust of the people that you're engaging with, aka the politicians, and also the trust of the people that, you know, you are working for, the public. So I hold that very highly. And I think that, you know, people who have watched my work over the years, they would have seen that, you know, I can be quite robust, some might say, you know, quite, I've got the mongrel in me, if you like. I'm not sure of the polite way to put that, but robust is a good word. And so I do not shy away from holding any political party or any, you know, political viewpoint to account. And I dish that out fairly across all of the political parties. But it does come from, you know, an informed perspective, and one that, you know, has done this kind of job for years and years. You get to learn, you know, the kind of the ways in which parties will try to pitch a narrative or a viewpoint in a way that perhaps isn't as genuine as they may like the public to think. And so it's about kind of interrogating those ideas, but also, you know, giving everyone the opportunity to present their ideas.
Tēnā koe. So who did you vote for in October?
Oh, you know, I can't ever say that. I can't ever tell you that, Dale. I told you I voted for the Waz, up the Waz.
Oh, okay, you voted for the Waz. Oh, well, hey, listen,
In my remote I did, that's for sure.
Well, look, it's a really important time here. You know, as a proud mum of a big whānau, you know, some of the realities are very stark, and I know that, you know, at times we're lucky enough to have jobs, and so food on the table is not, you know, the threat that it is or the challenge that it is for many. But look, your whānau te rua, you know the hardships, they're all around. Does being exposed to the realities of life for many of our people help in the work that you do, Mikey?
Absolutely it does. You know, it means that you're in touch with those who need a voice the most, those who are marginalised, those who are voiceless, those who feel as though perhaps, you know, their questions or their perspectives or their points of view don't matter as much as others. And that's completely not the case, you know. And so having grown up in a kind of an era where, you know, we were being told not to be who we were as Māori, not to speak our language, that gives you a unique insight and empathy for every kind of marginalised community across Aotearoa, and there are many, and that's what makes our job equally as important, because, you know, Parliament's where all of the laws are made that impact people, even though they may not feel as engaged on the day-to-day, and, you know, that's completely understandable, because sometimes it's just not relatable when people are struggling to find a job, put food on the table for their whānau, pay the bills. The cost of living crisis, as we've heard time and time again, is the major issue for people, you know, throughout Aotearoa. And so when they're dealing with that pressure, then the day-to-day politics of it all, and, you know, having the energy to fight, you know, the government, or to fight, you know, the system, or the local council, or anyone, you know, for their rights and for their voices to be heard, can be something that they just don't have in them. And that's where we as journalists step in, and we make sure that those perspectives and that those considerations are at the forefront when, you know, big decisions that impact whānau are being made.
Well, congratulations once again on the appointment. It's tough work. There's so much happening in Wellington, but we look forward to getting some neat perspectives from you in the years ahead. Māori ora kia koe, te tuhine, Mikey. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, Dale. I'm feeling the weight of the role, but I am excitedly nervous, and I think that will hold me in good stead.
Tēnā koe. Thank you for joining us on the program, sister. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora.
Mikey Sherman joining us. He's the new political editor for TVNZ.